Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative John Evans of the 5th Legislative District in Erie and Crawford Counties. Representative Evans, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of debate this week in Harrisburg about a impact fee plan for the Marcellus Shale drilling situation that's happening all across Pennsylvania. What's going on with this piece of legislation? I know the House spent quite a bit of time on it this week, and what are some of the components in that plan?
Well, the House successfully passed legislation to allow for an impact fee for Marcellus Shale drillers in Pennsylvania. I believe, in listening to my constituents, that this is long overdue. It's an issue that's been talked about for over 4 years, and when the Democrats were in charge of the House, nothing seemed to be able to get passed. And we've gone into a new administration now. Republicans are in the majority in the House, and we have taken the bull by the horn, so to say, and have now passed some legislation that I believe is going to go a long way toward helping the environment and helping local municipalities with the dollars that they need to have from the industry for the impact that it is causing in certain parts of Pennsylvania.
And how will this work? How will it help local government?
Well, it's going to ensure that the strict standards apply uniformly across the state. It gives the local communities their voices to enact reasonable and sensible regulations. And I think we found a good balance between economies and the environment while being fair to everybody involved.
And of course, what a lot of people are most concerned about has to do with jobs and the economy, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is a huge economic benefit to the Commonwealth as a whole. Quite honestly, we haven't seen a lot of the Marcellus Shale drilling in my legislative district simply because the rock formations are not suitable yet. They don't have the technology to drill down to get where they need to go through the rock formations in the northwestern quadrant of the Commonwealth. But in other areas like the Northern Tier, down in the Butler area, Indiana, down into Washington County, those areas have seen a real boon in their economies with jobs that are being provided and those taxes that are being derived from those workers and from the industry as a whole is helping our Commonwealth keep revenues in check.
And I also understand that some environmental concerns are directly addressed here in terms of funding.
Absolutely. We need to be mindful of the environmental impacts and the quality of life for those living in the shale areas and around the Commonwealth. And the legislation that we've passed in the House sets a clear mandate that drilling must be done in the most responsible manner or companies are going to face very tough consequences.
And what's the path now?
This now will go to the Senate, and the Senate has a companion bill. It may wind up in a conference committee, but I believe that we will get those two bills together and come up with a good product.
Representative Evans, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, John Evans.